This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest on initiative petition reform.
SJR 7448.
Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 would make changes to constitutional amendments in our state. A lengthy committee hearing led to combining 5 of the 12 resolutions relating to this topic into a single proposal. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold is the sponsor.
Because it is as easy to change the Constitution as it is to change a statute, rule, or regulation that the government proposes that people do not support.
During discussion on Monday afternoon and evening, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis told his colleagues he believes these proposed changes would take power away from voters.
This will put more power into this body. It'll be that class of political folks will have the power. You know, we talk about chief's kingdom. This becomes a kingdom, right? It now becomes a kingdom of the legislators.
Following nearly 5.5 hours of discussion, Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 was set aside for future talks. Then, the following day,
Mr. President, I move that SJR...
Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 was brought back to the floor. Senator Coleman says she believes it should be more of a detailed process to amend the state constitution.
The 9 pages that constituted the original constitution for the state of Missouri, that has now ballooned into a book.
During Tuesday's discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says there is a growing need for quality health care no matter where in Missouri someone lives.
There's not a lack of access to health care in the Northland, or there aren't people struggling to afford health care, and that's certainly not the case. So we're happy to have those services available to Northlanders as well.
After another 5.5 hours, the resolution was set aside for continued dialogue.
We really began the floor debate on Senate Joint Resolution 74.
An SJR that would take away the one-person, one-vote process.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe says he hopes to see this resolution make it to the Missouri House of Representatives.
So they can consider this piece of legislation as this measure in some form or another that I've supported throughout my time in elected office.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says she believes the current version of initiative petition reform would set up a scenario where 20% of voters could overrule the other 80%.
SJR 74, which would allow a small minority of voters to block what a majority of Missouri voters want to see get approved.
Discussion could resume next week.
I think they're all kind of in the same kind of general category for the moment.
We will be pushing back against IP vehemently.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the upper chamber's version of initiative petition or ratification reform contains multiple ideas.
We do have an IP bill that's third on the calendar that has a bunch of bills rolled into it, so I think that would be the priority for now.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he believes this proposal would keep people from having a check and balance on the legislature.
We are not for taking away people's voice at the ballot box.
Following an abbreviated week, session will resume on Monday.
You've heard the motion of the Senator Shelby. All those in favor.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.